And while we're on the subject of who do you have to be to do what you need to do to have what you want to have, again, I want to stress it's just how you think. It's a mindset. My classic story that most of us know is the story of Colonel Sanders, who formed, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. The story goes that at age 66, they built a freeway over his little chicken shop. So here was a small businessman with a little chicken shop. He was retired at age 66, and suddenly his income was gone because the freeway went over his chicken shop. Now, he could have said, oh, woe is me, and, you know, and I need to collect welfare, and it's more unfair, they pick on me, and all this other stuff. But what he did, again, was just change the way he think. Instead of frying chickens, he sold people the idea or his recipe on how to fry chickens. And he went around the world selling his recipe, and that's what made him rich. He did less and made more. As long as he was the guy standing there frying those old chickens, he was never going to get rich. And when they put the freeway over his piece of real estate, he was finished. He was the guy that was fried at that moment. But by just simply changing the way he thinks, who he had to be, he went from a small businessman to a big businessman. He went into the world of franchising, and he sold his recipe, allowing other people to stand in front of the broiler and broil his chicken for him. So that's how fast it can be. And he wound up much wealthier because of something that was so-called bad that happened to him. And that was one of the biggest lessons my rich dad taught me. He says that, you know, we all see the saying, if life gives you a lemon, make lemonade out of it. And that really is the truth. If you can hold that no matter what happens to you, it's good, you'll be fine. That's a very strong being to have. If you have a handicap, you should turn that into an advantage. That's the power of your mind, of changing your reality, how you look at something. Those are the things, those are the important beingnesses that are very important. If something bad happens to you, you know, like I hate making mistakes, like I hate failing. I still do, no matter what. You know, people say, well, someday I'll laugh at this. Well, why wait till someday? Laugh now, you know. Find something funny about it. And just laugh and say, well, there I am again. What have I learned from this? If you lose your temper, lose control of your emotions, and you blame, call your attorney and go into lawsuits and, you know, do all those silly things, you've learned nothing. You've wasted a very precious experience, but it also shows who you are, what your beingness is. You have the beingness of somebody who's a loser, not somebody who has the beingness of a winner. We all make mistakes. We all take risks. I mean, every day crossing the street, we take a risk. You know, we take a risk when we learn to ride a bicycle. We take a risk when we fall in love. But it doesn't stop us. The people it stops are the people who stop growing. And that's a beingness. So the whole point of this whole series up to this point, Choose to Be Rich, it begins in who you are, in the way you think. As I said, it's not so much what Tom Sawyer did. It was who he had to be to get other people to paint his fence for him and love it. That's a very special beingness. So by changing the way you think, change what you think is real, it forces you into another way of thinking. So going back to the way I said it, my rich dad said, never borrow money when you need it and only borrow money when you don't need it. To think that way, you have to think differently. And when you think differently, you change, you go into another reality. When he said to me, don't work and you'll get much richer, if I had argued with him from my poor dad's point of view or his reality, I would never have learned anything. When he said to me so many different things, you know, this good debt and bad debt and all these other things, it forced me to think. And thinking, as Henry Ford said, is the hardest work there is. That's why so few people engage in it. And most people learn to go to school and memorize answers instead of think. One more big reality difference between the rich and the middle class is my rich dad always said the rich buy assets first, and their assets then buy their liabilities or their luxuries. What the middle class does, because they want to look good, is they buy liabilities. So they buy the big house, and they don't have any money to buy apartment houses with. So when the be, the do, and the have, the question is, who do you have to be to delay gratification? That's another emotion. Can you delay gratification long enough to acquire assets, or do you have to have instantaneous gratification? I got to have it now. I must have that new BMW now. Then you'll never get there. So when my wife and I want something new, let's say we want a new house, our agreement is we have to first buy assets, and our assets then buy our nice house, which is the liability. So no matter what happens, we have the asset paying for our liability, whereas what the middle class does, because they think differently or their reality is different, they buy the liability first and then hope and pray that someday in the future they can buy the big apartment house. And then that is another difference between the be, the do, and the have. It's called delayed gratification, which is another form of emotional intelligence.